Good morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好, 让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主, 我们为今天感谢你。
Help us as we study to understand your word to us.
当我们学习的时候, 求你开我们的心, 让我们能理解你的话语。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Now, first of all, let me give you again the homework for next week.
我先把下个星期的家庭作业给大家。
And this is also from the book of Acts.
也是由这个使徒行传。
It is the same as last week. I told you you would have 2 weeks to do this.
我给大家说过, 你可以有2个星期的时间来做家庭作业。
And we will focus on the work of the Holy Spirit in the early church.
我们就是来, 专注在圣灵在早期教会的工作。
Now, today's class may be a little difficult.
今天的课可能有点困难。
Because it is maybe academic.
因为有点这个学术性。
It is about history and social idea.
因为是讲到历史和这个, 关于社会背景的。
But I think it is helpful to us to take a day to do this before we begin to look at Acts and the epistles.
但是我觉得在我们来学习使徒行传跟书信, 书信之前, 我们花一点时间来看这个是有意义的。
Because the better we can understand the world that the New Testament came in, the better we will understand the books.
因为我们如果对, 就是那个新约成书当时所在的历史环境了解的更多, 对我们了解新约也更有帮助。
Very often when I hear someone teach something that contradicts scripture, it is because they are reading the Bible as if it were written today.
因为我听到通常当我听到有人他讲到就是他解释讲圣经的时候呢跟经文是有冲突有矛盾的时候是因为他对这个经文的理解呢好像他好像觉得那些书信是写给今天我们社会的人的。
And they assume that everything today is the same as it was back then.
他们就假设就是今天的一切跟 当时新约所在的世界的一切都是一模一样的。
We must always remember the Bible was written for us.
我们要一直记得圣经是为我们而写的。
But it was not written to us.
但是它是不是写给我们的。
In other words, when Paul wrote Ephesians, he wrote to a church in Ephesus.
所以呢, 换句话说, 就是当保罗写以弗所书的时候, 他是写给当时在以弗所那个地方的教会的。
He did not write to Palm Beach Chinese Church.
他没有说写给我们棕榈滩华人教会。
He wrote for Palm Beach Chinese Church.
他是为了我们棕榈滩华人教会写的。
We should use it, but we must first hear what did that mean for them.
我们要应用这个书信, 但是我们首先要了解对当时以弗所的教会来讲, 这个书信意味着什么?
There was a famous Bible teacher who used to say, you should always read with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other hand.
然后, 有一位著名的圣经学者说, 当你读圣经的时候, 你总是应该一手拿着圣经, 一手拿着新闻, 新闻报纸。
That sounds good. I used to like it.
好像听起来很有道理, 我过去也挺喜欢的。
But I've decided, no, we should read with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper from Paul's time in the other hand.
但是我后来决定说, 我们应该一手拿着圣经, 一手拿着保罗当时所在的时代的那个报纸新闻, 在另外一只手。
So we understand through the ears of the people who heard him.
所以呢, 我们就可以了解在, 当时的这些人呢, 经过这么多年的历史, 当时的人听到的信息是怎么样的。
Then we are ready to move from their world to our world.
到那个时候, 我们才预备好, 从他们当时的世代, 世界, 就是转移到我们现在的世界。
So today I am going to try to give you some, a picture of the world of the New Testament.
所以我想给大家介绍一下当时新约世界的一些图片。
So that as we study, you can understand a bit more of what that world was like.
所以呢，当我们学习的时候，你就可以了解当时的世界是怎么样的。
All right, if you'll move then to the third slide. First of all, I want to talk about some social background.
首先我要讲一些社会背景。
And the first thing is language.
第一点是语言。
When we were in the Old Testament, we are looking at the Hebrew language.
当在我们看旧约的时候，我们所看到的是那个希伯来文。
When we come to the New Testament, we are looking at Greek.
但是到新约的时候，是讲看希腊文。
But a special kind of Greek.
但是是一种就是特别的希腊文。
It is not the classical Greek of Plato and the great Greek philosophers.
它不是就是那些古典希腊文，不是就是柏拉图跟那些伟大的希腊哲学家所用的希腊文。
It is what was known as Koine Greek, common Greek.
它称为就是一种普遍化的希腊语言。
It was the language that everyone spoke.
它是一种每个人都在用的日常用语。
For the New Testament, this is important.
对新约来讲，这一点很重要。
Because Greek was the language that anywhere in the Roman Empire, there were people who spoke it.
因为呢，在罗马帝国的任何一个角落，所以大家都在讲这个，就是这种普遍化的希腊文。
Koine Greek was the first century equivalent of English today.
所以那个希腊文呢，就相等同于现在的英语。
Not that everyone in the world spoke it.
并不是说当时世界所有的人都讲这种语言。
But that there was someone everywhere who spoke it.
但是呢，就是在一个地方有些人会讲这种语言。
During the Old Testament time, Hebrew was the language of the Jewish people.
在旧约的时代，这个犹太人的语言是希伯来文。
They were the only ones who spoke it.
他们是唯一讲希伯来文的那个族群。
And part of how God prepared the world for the planting of the church was to move to Greek.
然后神为了要开始建立教会的一个准备工作之一，就是开始把这个语言呢从用到了希腊文。
As I would compare these, I said that Greek was like English in the first century.
我当时讲到说做个对比的话，希腊语好像就像现在的英文。
Hebrew would not be like Mandarin.
但是呢，希伯来文却不像中文。
Hebrew would be like Taiwanese.
希伯来文呢，更像是台湾语，台语。
A small group in one area that understood and spoke.
只有就是一个就是一个那个地方的一个族群，小小的，他们理解那个语言。
And so the language provided a way for God to spread the gospel around the world. The early church just spread the gospel.
所以希腊文就是成了一个承载的工具，可以让福音可以传遍当时的世界。
Philosophy was part of the world of the early church.
所以哲学也是当时的社会背景。
Writers like Socrates, or teachers like Socrates, writers like Plato had set a hungerfor something beyond our natural world.
所以呢，像苏格拉底啊和柏拉图，他们就已经好像已经设置了这样一个对这个属灵的一个渴求，就是说他们在寻求一个超过现今世界的一个东西。
Socrates, they had called him an atheist because he showed the weakness, the failure of the gods.
因为他们称苏格拉底是个无神论者，因为他展示了这个希腊神的他们的邪恶跟他们的失败。
Plato had showed that there is a spiritual world beyond what we see.
然后柏拉图就强调说，有一个我们眼所不能见的，超过我们眼所能见的属灵的世界。
These writers had not come to the full truth, but they had created a hunger for truth.
这些作者并没有说创造一个或者真的认识到这个真理，但是他们却创造了一个这样对这个属灵、对真理的一种渴求的环境。
When Paul is traveling and he visits the city of Athens, the city of philosophy,
当保罗到了雅典，就是这个哲学之城的时候
，he says to them, "I see that you are a very religious people."
保罗就对他们说：“我看出来你们是很敬畏鬼神的人。
You have many altars.
你们有很多祭坛。
And he says, "I see an altar to the unknown God."
我看到你们甚至有一座坛，上面写着是给未识之神的。
Let me tell you who this God is.
让我告诉你们，你们所拜的这个未识之神是谁。
And he uses their hunger for truth as an opening for the gospel.
他用这些他们对这个真理的这种渴求、这种饥渴来做这个福音的开场白。
The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
其实是译本，是旧约的这个希腊文译本。
And this is the Bible that was.Common all in the New Testament world.
在当时的新约世界，这个其实是一本是很流行的，到处都有。
So all of that provided a background from Greek for the New Testament.
所以呢，这个就是当时这个社当时的社会背景，就是希腊化的这样一个社会背景。
Then there's a Roman background to the New Testament.
然后在那个时候也有一个罗马背景。
God was pulling together all of the pieces to prepare the world for the gospel.
神把所有的这些图片都拼在一起，是要就是来预备，就是来预备当时的新约世界。
At the time in the first century, Rome was very proud of what was known as the Roman peace.
在第一世纪的时候，罗马是很引以他们称为罗马和平的这个来引以为荣。
When we look back at Rome, we see an empire that could be very cruel.
当我们回头看这个罗马这个帝国的时候，其实是一个很残忍的帝国。
Crucifying criminals.
他们就把那个罪犯钉十字架。
But out of that, they had created a kind of peace.
但是由那个之间，他们就是还是维持创造了一种和平。
I should have given you a map to show what I mean.
我应该给你们看一张地图，让你们看到这个意思是什么。
I don't have one, I'm sorry. But if I could show you a map, you would see the Roman Empire covered all of this area in Europe that allowed travel, easy travel.
所以如果你能看到这个地图的话，你就看到罗马创造了这样一个世界，让这个就是旅行变得很容比较容易。
They had built over 50,000 miles of road.
他们就是修建了50,000迈之多的道路。
There are places in England where you can still see parts of that Roman road from the first century.
你在那个英格兰的一些地方还可以看到一些从第一世纪罗马所建的那个路修建的道路。
They had roads all the way from Scotland, what is now Scotland, all the way to the Euphrates River.
他们建造的从这个现在英格兰那个国苏格兰一直有道路一直通到幼发拉底河。
And so it made it possible for the early missionaries like Paul to travel through the empire.
所以呢，这就让当时早期的教会的宣教士，比如像保罗，有可能就是在整个帝国这样旅行。
Rome was a culture of cities.
然后呢，罗马的它的文化呢是一种城邑的一种文化。
The Jewish world was a culture of small villages.
这个犹太人他们本身的文化就是都是一个小小的一个村庄。
Nazareth, Bethlehem, they were small towns.
比如说像拿撒勒，像那个伯利恒都是小城。
Israel was a community, small villages.
那个犹太人他们的村庄都是小小的村庄城镇。
Even Jerusalem was not very big.
就算是耶路撒冷也不是很大。
Rome was a culture of cities.
但是呢，罗马却是喜欢建造城市的一个背景。
If you will go down to slide 10, I can show you this one.
我们到这个第十张幻灯片来看。
The places where Paul went and established churches.
在保罗他去建立教会。You want me to go to the third one? Let's have more city.
That's fine. Yes, that's good. Okay.
I think this one.保罗他所去的那些建立教会的那些地方
he planted churches in key cities.
保罗在那个关键的主要的城市建立了教会。
When we read Ephesians,
当我们读到说以弗所
Ephesus was a city where all of the small towns around came to that central city.
以弗所就是说它是一个城市，然后周围所有的郊区的都到那边去。
When we talk about Corinthians,
当我们讲到那个哥林多的时候
，You will see that because of its location, it was one of the most important cities for spreading the gospel.
因为它的这个它所处的地理位置，所以它是一个很重要的来传播福音的一个地方。
Philippi was a respected city, and so when he writes to Philippians, he can reach many people.
所以呢，腓立比呢是一个很被周围人所看重的城市，所以他写腓立比书的时候，真的是可以达到很多人的手中。
All of that came out of the Roman culture.
这个所有的一切都来自于这个罗马的文化。
And then out of Rome came a legal system that was important.
然后呢，出自于罗马呢，又有一个就是说很重要的这个法律系统。
Citizenship was very valuable.
在当时的罗马呢，就是说那个你的这个公民权是很重要的。
Paul uses his citizenship to open doors for the gospel.
保罗就是用他本身的罗马公民来打开这个传福音的门。
He uses citizenship as a symbol of the gospel.
然后他用这个公民权，这公民的这个概念来作为一个福音的一个里边的一个表征。
When he writes to the church at Philippi,
当他写给腓立比教会的书信，写腓立比书的时候。
Citizenship was very valuable.
在那个时候呢，这个公民权是很有价值、很重要的。
And Philippi was a city that was filled with many Roman citizens.
在腓立比那个城市呢，有很多罗马的公民。
Citizenship then was different than now.
那个时候的公民跟现在的公民权是不同的。
Not everyone in the first century, most people in the first century did not have citizenship, the rights of citizenship.
在第一世纪的这个罗马并其实并大多数人都是没有这个罗马公民的公民权的。
The people of Philippi were citizens.
但是呢，在这个腓立比所在这个城市呢，大多数的居民是公民。
And they valued that.
他们很看重这个。
But Paul writes to them in Philippians 3, and he says, your citizenship is even better than Roman citizenship. You are citizens of heaven.
你们的公民，所有的公民权比这个罗马的公民权更有价值，更好，因为我们是天上的国民。
That was part of when we read Paul's letters, I will point back to citizenship as one of the images he uses.
然后当我们去读保罗书信的时候，我会指出来，就是说这个公民这个概念是保罗用来就是用来表达他的观念的。
And then the last thing I want to point to is something negative, but it is something that God uses for good.
但是最后一点我想要指出来的是一些负面的不好的东西，但是神却用这个来用这个机会，用这个东西来传福音。
I've called it the moral vacuum.
我称它为道德真空。
emptiness.
就是一种空虚。
The Roman culture was powerful, but it was very wicked.
这个罗马帝国呢是非常的有权势，但是却是很邪恶的。
The political system was very corrupt.
他们的政治系统呢是非常的腐败。
There was very little value of human life.
他们就是非常的贬低人的生命的价值。
And so the church had a wonderful opportunity.
所以教会呢就有一个非常好的机会。
Because as people saw the emptiness of Roman ethics and Roman society, there was a hunger for good.
因为当人们看到这个罗马社会的这不管是道德还是他们的就是社会的这样的一个腐败跟堕落的时候，他们心里边就有一种饥渴，想要一些好的东西。
Paul said that Christians are to be like a light in the dark.
保罗说，基督徒就像这个黑暗中的光。
Living in a crooked and dishonest culture, we were to be honest and a light.
保罗说我们就在这样一个弯曲悖逆黑暗的世界，我们就像明光照耀。
I want to point you to that because of our day today.
我之所以想指出来这点是因为我们今天的世界。
I hear many Christians who are very discouraged.
我听到很多基督徒都很灰心。
They say our world has become very dishonest.
他说我们现在的世界非常的不诚实。
Our politics have become very bad.
我们的政治也很糟糕。
Our nation is very divided.
然后我们的民国家也很分裂。
It is a terrible, terrible time.
因为这是一个很糟糕、很可怕的时代。
Paul said something much different.
但是保罗所讲的却是很不一样。
Paul said our world is in great trouble.
保罗说我们的世界现在有大麻烦。
Our politics are very dishonest.
然后我们的这个政治呢也非常的不诚实。
Our empire is very divided.
然后这个我们的所在的这个帝国也是非常的分裂。
All the things that people are saying now.
所有大家所在谈论的。
But then he said.
然后接着保罗就说。
So this is a wonderful, wonderful time.
所以这是一个很好很棒的一个时光。
You say why?
你说为什么会这样呢？
And here is the example I would give you.
然后这是我要给你的例子。
When I have been in Shenzhen or Hong Kong.
当我在那个香港或者深圳的时候。
And I look up at the sky at night.
然后晚上我从窗户望出去。
If I can see some stars, they are not very bright.
如果我能看到那个星星的话，那个星星也不是很亮。
Because there is light all around.
因为那个周围到处都是灯光。
But I went to New Zealand to teach.
但是有一次我去新西兰去。
And I was teaching out in the countryside, 50 miles from town.
然后呢，我在那个乡村，那个乡村离一个最近的城市有50迈之远。
There were no street lights.
在那个没有街上的灯光。
It was dark.
非常的黑暗。
And when I looked up at the sky,
当我往天上看的时候
，Oh, the stars were so bright.
就看到那个星星都很明亮。
Because the world was so dark.
因为那个世界非常的黑暗。
Paul says in Philippians and he says in Titus.
然后保罗在腓立比在提多书上说
Because our world is so dark.
因为我们的世界是如此的黑暗。
If Christians live the way we are called to live.
如果基督徒能够活出来我们所被呼召所要活的生活。
We will shine as lights in the world.
我们就好像明光照耀。将是在显在这时代中。
You see, if you are a politician,
比如说，如果你是一个政治家
，in the Roman Empire,
你当时是在这个罗马的帝国中。
They were all dishonest.
他们都是那个不诚实的。
But if a Christian was honest,
但是如果是一个基督徒他是诚实的。
They stood out like a star.
他们就显现出来好像星那个星星一样显现出来。
There is a letter from the second century.
有一个从来自于第二世纪的一封信。
One of the cities, Roman cities, was electing people to different offices.
然后呢，就是罗马的一个城市的，他们在选举官员，就是在不同的位置上。
And someone said, we must choose a Christian to be the treasurer, to hold the money.
然后有个人就说，我们必须要选一个基督徒来做这个财政部长，来管钱。
Because we can trust them.
因为我们可以相信他们。
As Christians, we have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
作为基督徒，我们其实有个很棒很棒的机会。
Our world feels hopeless.
这个世界，现在的世界呢，充满了这个绝望。
So when we show hope, we shine like lights, Paul says.
所以当我们这个向人们展示了希望盼望的时候，保罗就说我们就好像明光显现出来。
Many businesses are dishonest.
很多那个做生意商业都不诚实。
So when a Christian is honest in their business, they shine like a light.
所以当一个基督徒他在自己的那个商业行为中很诚实的话，就好像明光照耀出来。
Even the moral corruption of the Roman Empire opened the door for the gospel.
就算是当时这个罗马社会的这个道德上的堕落败坏，也是为福音开了门。
And then let me look quickly at the Jewish background.
然后我们很快的来看那个犹太人的背景。
I'm just going to mention the synagogues.
我就只是提一下这个会堂。
If you'll go to the next slide, there's a little map.
在下一张幻灯片是一张地图。
This shows the synagogues just around Galilee.
如果你就光看看，就是沿着加利利海附近的这些会堂。
Every one of those little stars is a synagogue.
所以你看到每一个这个小的这个白色的点儿，这个星星就是一个会堂。
And the synagogue.The synagogues were where the Jewish people came.
这个会堂呢，就是犹太人所去的地方。
But it's also where Gentiles came if they wanted to hear about Jehovah, the true God.
但是呢，有时候如果这个外邦人他想要听到耶和华真神的名声，他们也会来会堂。
And so everywhere Paul would go, every city, he would start by going to one of the synagogues.
所以保罗他每到一个城市呢，他都是先去当地的会堂。
Because that's where he could find people who were hungry for the truth.
因为在会堂里他能发现找到那些真的是在渴慕真理的人。
And then back to that slide before.
我们再回到上一张幻灯片。
The Jewish philosophy of history.
然后犹太人对历史的哲学看法。
The Greeks said that history went in a circle.
然后希腊人认为这个一个人的人类历史不过就是一个圆圈不断的循环。
We just keep doing the same thing over and over and over.
我们就是把同样的事情不断的循环重复。
The Jews from the Old Testament said history goes in a line. It is headed somewhere.
但是犹太人从旧约的历史中说，人类的历史呢是一条单行线，是最后是有一个方向的。
It is headed to the coming of Messiah.
它最后的这个方向是要来到就是弥赛亚的来临降临。
When you are reading Acts this week,
你去读那个使徒行传的时候。
I would like to encourage you to read it as if you knew nothing about.
我希望你们读的时候好像你们从来没有读过这个 是没有听说过有使徒行传。
Read it, imagining that you lived in the first century.
当你读的时候，想象一下你是住在第一世纪的居民。
And here's what I want you to see.
我想你看到的是。
For instance.
比如说。
Acts chapter 7 is a sermon by Stephen.
就是使徒行传第七章是斯提凡的一个讲道。
Now here is the problem.
这个问题在于。
We already know how this all ends.
我们都知道这个事情的结果，故事的结果。
Jesus comes.
然后耶稣来临。
He is crucified. He rises from the dead.
耶稣被钉十字架，又从死里复活。
And the church spreads around the world.
然后这个教会就，传遍福音到整个世界。
So we read this sermon, and yeah, we already know.
然后当我们读斯提凡的这个申述讲道的时候我们就说哦这个我们都知道了。
We miss the excitement.
但是我们就没有抓到当时的那种兴奋令人兴奋的感觉。
I want to encourage you this week to read this sermon differently.
但是我想鼓励你这个星期用一种不同的角度眼光来读这个他的讲道。
A Jewish people.
对于犹太人来讲。
Who from childhood have learned their history.
从他们小时候就开始学到他们犹太人的历史。
And they have learned that their history is going to lead to the coming of Messiah.
他们学到就是说他们的历史最后会有一个会带领他们来到就是等到弥赛亚的到来。
And when Messiah comes,
当弥赛亚来临的时候
we think,
我们会觉得
Yes, we'll get saved, and then we'll go to heaven.
我们现在就觉得说，哦，我们会得救，我们会去天堂。
That's true.
那是这样的。
But that's not what they were thinking.
但是当时的犹太人不是这样想的。
When Messiah comes,
当他们觉得弥赛亚来临的时候
he's going to change the whole world.
他会改变这个整个世界。
Finally, everything will be put the way it's supposed to be.
然后最终一切事情都应该成为他应该的样子。
Messiah's people will change everything.
弥赛亚的子民会改变每样事情。
And then after we've done all that, we'll go to heaven.
然后我们做完这些之后我们就去天堂。
Actually, heaven will come down to us.
其实是天堂会降临到地上。
That's what they're thinking.
那是他们当时的想法。
So now.
所以你现在
Stephen gets up.
然后斯提凡就站起来。
And he goes back and he starts all the way back to the call of Abraham.
他就一直回溯到当时亚伯拉罕被呼召的时候。
And he talks about Abraham's call.
然后他就讲到亚伯拉罕被呼召。
Isaac, Jacob.
然后以撒、雅各。
He tells about Joseph going to Egypt.
然后他也讲到约瑟到埃及去。
And we read that and we think, yeah, we already know this.
然后当我们读的时候我们说我们都知道这些故事了。
Don't think that.
不要这样想。
Realize he is telling them all of this is leading somewhere.
然后他这样讲斯提凡讲的时候是告诉他们这些所有的最后都会到一个什么地方到一个点。
He tells them about the call of Moses and Moses leading the people out of Israel.
然后他也讲到摩西所受的呼召，摩西带领百姓出埃及。
He tells them about going through the wilderness.
然后他也讲到这个以色列人经过旷野。
About Joshua.
也讲到约书亚。
About David and then Solomon building a temple.
然后讲了大卫跟所罗门建造圣殿。
All of this is history that is leading up to a purpose.
所有这些历史都是要最后是有一个目的的。
And then he says,
然后他就说,
All of this was leading to the coming of Jesus as Messiah.
所有这些都是带领最后就是耶稣作为耶稣弥赛亚来降生。
And then he points his finger at them.
然后他就指着他们说,
And he says, you bunch of stubborn, stiff-necked people.
你们这些硬的景象,
All of this was leading to Messiah.
所有这些呢都是指向弥赛亚。
And when he came, you murdered him.
但是当他来的时候你们却杀害了他杀了他。
You killed the one that all of this history was bringing us to.
然后你们把那位历史所指向的，所最后要指向的这位弥赛亚给杀了。
Now do you understand why in verse 54 it says when they heard this, they were enraged?
所以你现在就能了解说为什么他说54节说众人听见这话就极其恼怒。
He has taken all of their history.
他把他们所有的历史。
And said all of this is leading to the coming of Messiah.
就所有这一切都是在指向弥赛亚的到来。
You had the privilege to see all of history fulfilled.
你们有这个权益，你们有这个荣幸看到这个历史的应验。
And you blew it.
但是呢，你们却把这一切都毁了。
You murdered me.
你们把预先传送的意思要来了杀了。
All through Acts.
所以整个通使徒行传。
Stephen, Peter, Paul.
斯提凡、彼得、保罗。
Will preach and say all of history is leading to the coming of Messiah.
所有的这些历史都在带领最后的带领来到一个点，就是弥赛亚的到来。
Now you might say, "What's that have to do with us?"
然后你可能会说，这跟我们有什么关系
？Remember, they said that when Messiah comes, he will transform the world.
当他们记得，他们就是认为说，当弥赛亚到来的时候，他会改变整个世界。
How does he do it?
他如何来这样做呢？如何来行呢？
Paul will say through the church.
然后保罗是说通过教会。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是耶稣的身体。
We are the ones who will go and transform our community.
我们就是那些要出去改变我们社区、我们周围环境的世界的人。
Acts and the early church understood the gospel is not simply we get saved and wait to go to heaven.
使徒行传里边那个早期教会，他们就理解说，很明白说，我们教会不是说我就得救了，然后我就等着上天堂。
We get saved.
第一个是我们得救。
And we begin to transform our world with the gospel.
然后我们就用福音来改变周围的世界。
Because right now we cannot meet in a congregation, maybe what I say will sound offensive. Please do not be offended.
因为我们没有办法面对面在一起，所以我下边要讲的可能会觉得让你觉得被冒犯，请你不要这样感觉。
There is a good reason why we cannot meet, and I support not meeting.
然后呢，我们之所以不能够面对面呢，肯定是有原因的，我也支持这样。
But when I have read the news, there is something that bothers me.
但是当我读这个新闻的时候，有一个东西让我挺不安的。
Because when the governors talk about what is open and closed, they talk about essential and non-essential.
然后因为当这个州长这些政府官员在谈论说要把哪些关掉哪些不关的时候，他们就讲了有些是必要的，有些是不必要的。
And where is the church?
在这个教会属于哪一种呢？你读新闻，教会属于哪一种
？In most places, the church is listed as non-essential.
在很多地方，教会被列为是不必要的，不是属于那个基本必须的。
We should be essential.
我们应该是归在这个必须类的。
But here's the problem.
但是问题在于。
For many churches, we simply withdraw into our building and have church.
就是对我们很多的教会来讲呢，我们就是待在自己的教会里边有这个聚会。
And so to the world, we are not essential.
所以对周围的世界来讲，我们不是必须的。
We are just in our little building having our club.
然后我们就是待在我们自己的这个教堂里边，有我们自己的俱乐部。
All taught in the early church.
保罗在早期教会教导说
：“We are to go into our communities.
我们应该进入到我们的这个社区里边。
In the second century, in the third century,
在公元第二世纪、第三世纪
，the church fed the poor.
然后这个教会呢，去喂养那个穷，就喂养贫穷人。
They were essential.
他们是这个必须的。”
Because if the church wasn't there, the people would starve to death.
因为如果不是教会在那里边，那些人会饿死。
The first hospitals were started by churches.
第一批最早的那个医院就是教会建立的。
They were essential.
他们是必须的。
If there was no church, people would die.
如果没有教会了，这人就会死。
The schools were started by churches.
然后学校也是由教会建立的。
They were essential.
他们也是必须的。
Because children would not learn to read without the church.
如果因为没有教会的话的话，孩子们就不会读书写字。
In the Middle Ages, it was the church that taught farmers how to grow more crops.
然后在这个 ，you mean 1500 Middle Ages?、
Yeah.
在中世纪的时候，是教会来教农民如何来种植。
The church was essential.
然后教会就是这个必须的。
Because they took acts very seriously.
因为他们把这个行动看得很重要，他们的行为。
And said.
然后他们就是对 ，you mean the acts, the book or the action?
We are called to change our world.
因为他们就是把这个使徒行传里的例子看得很重要，因为知道说我们被呼召要去进入到这个世界里。
Sometimes when I have gone to speak at churches,
有些时候在教会里讲道的时候，
I will walk around the community.
然后我就会在这个社区里边走一圈。
Don't worry, I don't do this at Palm Beach because we're in a commercial district. No one lives there.
但是呢，不要担心，我不会在我们教会这样做，因为我们那边都是主要的商业街道，没法走。
But I would walk around when I was speaking at a church.
但是在我在一个教会里讲道的时候，就先在教会外边的这些居民去走路。
And I would say to people who live near the church.
然后我就会对住在教会周围的人问他们说
，If this church closes, will you miss it?
说如果这个教会关门了，你会想念它吗？
Sadly, sometimes the answer is no.
令人难过的是，有的时候答案就是说不会。
Why?
为什么？
Because the church is not reaching into its community.
因为这个教会没有去影响，去进入到他们旁边的社区里去。
Now, I realize this is a sermon instead of Sunday school.
然后我知道那个刚才有点更像讲道而不像主日学。
But it is very, very important for us.
但是这一点对我们非常非常的重要。
That the church was called to fulfill God's purpose in history.
然后教会是被神呼召要完成神在这个历史中的使命。
All right, let me move on.
让我们再看往下边去看。
Slide number 7.
在第七章幻能篇。
Some values that help us to understand Paul's writings better, I think.
就是有些那个价值观对我们来了解保罗的这个书信是很有帮助的。
We live in a culture that emphasizes power and authority.
我们所在的这个世代呢，就是强调的是能力和这个权柄。
They lived in a culture that emphasized honor and shame.
但是他们当时新约时代的那个社会呢，确实强调的是尊荣和耻辱的观念。
For them, shame was worse than guilt.
然后对他们来讲，这个耻辱比这个愧疚更糟糕。
Maintaining your honor mattered more than anything.
就是维持你的这个尊荣比任何事情都重要。
And so something very interesting happens in the early church.
所以在早期的教会就有一些很有趣的事情发生。
Jesus dies by crucifixion.
耶稣是钉十字架而死的。
For this culture of honor and shame, that is the most shameful death.
对于当时所看重尊荣和耻辱观念的这个社会来讲，那是最耻辱的事情。
In fact, it is so shameful.
因为他如此的令人耻辱。
We use,
yeah.
We very often use the symbol of a cross for Christianity.
我们现在呢，经常用这个十字架来代表基督教、基督信仰。
We have paintings with the cross.
我们有这个关于十字架的这样的一个画。
No artist until the 4th century ever used a cross in Christian art.
但是呢，直到第四世纪之前，没有任何的这个艺术家用这个十字架来画，来作为基督信仰的代表。
You go in the catacombs where the Christians hid in Rome. There is no cross.
你到那个地下的，就是那个罗马的地下那个，就是他那个坟营那儿，在那里边，基督徒的这个代表，基督徒他那个坟墓上代表没有任何十字架。
The art on the wall are the fish.
他们在墙上代表基督徒的是一个鱼。
But,
但是
Paul says he will glory in the cross.
但是保罗却说他以十字架为荣耀。
The gospel turns around what is shameful and makes it honor.
但是呢，这个福音呢，把这个一个耻辱的东西变成了一个荣耀的东西，把它整个改翻转过来。
In the first century,
在第一世纪
，the group was more important than the individual.
群体比个人更重要。
Everything was about fitting into your group.
然后每样东西都在于你如何融入到这个群体当中。
But again, the early church turns that.Parts of that around.
但是呢，早期教会也把这个观念给转变过来。
Because now the poor,
现在是这种贫穷的
the slave,
这个奴隶
those who don't fit a group,
这个本来是不能够融入到这个群，不属于这个群体的
are now valuable.
现在是他们是有价值的。
I have put here the perception of limited good.
我在第三条讲到有限资源的观念。
That is the idea that there is a limited amount of resources.
就是说所有人的资源都是有限的。
We only have so much.
我们只有这么多。
And so, if you get some, I have less.
所以我如果给出去一些，那我所拥有的就少了。
If you remember in the Gospels, Jesus gives a parable.
如果你记得在福音书里耶稣讲了一个比喻
About a person who has a guest
然后就讲到有一个人他有一个客人来
And he goes to his neighbor
他就去敲他邻居的门
And he bangs on the neighbor's door
他就敲这个邻居的门
And he says, please give me some food to feed my guest
请你给我一些饼我好喂我的那个我的客人
Now, to usThat doesn't mean very much.
对我们来讲，这个没什么很重要，没有什么意，没什么难处。
In fact, I have heard sermons about that story.
我已经听过讲这个故事的讲道。
And they explained there were no all-night grocery stores.
他们说在那个时候没有说一个整夜开放的超市。
So he needed food because the grocery wasn't open.
因为所以呢，他需要食物，因为这个超市半夜里没开门。
That is true.
那是这样的。
But that's not enough.
但是那个还不够。
They are a poor rural society.
他们是一个贫穷的这个乡村的一个社会。
There is only so much food available to them.
对每个人来讲，他所有的食物就那么多。
And if that man gives food to his neighbor, he has less for his own family the next day.
如果他把那个人呢，他把那个食物给了他的邻居，就是给了这个来向他要的邻居，那他就有少量的食，就有少的食物给他家庭。
Giving is very costly.
在那个时代，你分享，你给出去是付的代价很高的，代价是高昂的。
Last week.
上个星期。
One of you sent some food for us.
有些人就给我送来了食物。
I appreciate it and enjoy it.
我很感谢，也很喜欢。
But when I opened that bag of food,
但是当我打开那个食物的时候
I did not think, oh, they are going to have to go hungry now.
我不是想说，哎呦，现在他们现在得饿肚子了。
I knew you also have food.
我知道你们都还有吃的。
I hope.
所以呢，我就，对不对？
We have plenty.
我们都有很多。
In their world, they did not.
在他们的世界，他们不是那样的。
And so when you read the book of James,
所以当你读这个雅各书的时候，
And he says to Christians,
他对,
share with those who have need.
所以你要给那些有需要的人呢,去满足他们的需要。
We read that and we think, ah, I have $20, I'll give 10 to someone who needs it.
然后你就读的就说,哦,我有20块钱,我给10块钱,把10块钱给出那些需要的人。
But that's not what James was talking about.
但是那个不是雅各所说的。
He was writing to Christians who had very little.
他是写给那些所拥有资源很少的基督徒的。
They were not giving from their overflow, their extra.
他们不是从他们的富裕,从他们的多余中所去给予的。
They were giving what cost them a great deal.
他们所给出去的对他们来讲是要付出很多的。It
cost them to share.
所以当他们去分享的时候,对他们来讲是要付代价的。The
last one I put here, ritual purity.
然后最后我讲的是洁净仪式的重要性。A
Jewish person stayed away from a Gentile.
然后这个犹太人呢,都是远离这个外邦人。A
Jewish person did not eat certain foods.
然后犹太人呢,他有些食物他也是不吃的。And
in this world,
在那个时代,
Paul says the church is one body made up of Jew and Gentile.
保罗说教会是一个身体,是由犹太人跟外邦人组成的。This
went against everything they ever knew.
然后保罗的这个概念呢,真的是跟他们所知道的,从小所知道的观念是相抵触的。It
went against their entire culture.
然后跟他们的整个那个文化背景是完全相抵触的。Now
here's what I want you to see.
我想你看到的是,
I've listed four things here that were their cultural background.
我这里列出了就是四个当时他们的那个文化价值观,他们的背景。And
in all four of them,
所有这四样,
the gospel turned it upside down.
这个福音把它整个是翻转过来。
So let me make you uncomfortable this morning at the close of class.
所以在这个课程结束的时候,让我弄得你不舒服一下。
Many, many Christians
很多基督徒
want to fit into our culture.
都想要融入我们现在的文化。
They measure ourselves by the way the world around us thinks.
他们对自己的衡量是在于周围的世界是怎么看待我们的。
But the early church said,
但是早期的教会却说,
This is how the world around us thinks.
我们周围的世界是这样来想的,这样来看的。
But the gospel goes a different direction.
但是呢,福音呢,却是另外一个方向,一个完全相反的方向。
I am not going to give you an answer this morning.
今天早上我不会给你一个答案,
but I'm going to ask you to think about this question.
但是我想要你思想这个问题。
What are the cultural values in our world?
在我们今天世界的文化价值观,
that the gospel will go the different direction.
就是福音是会跟它完全相反的一些文化价值观。
In other words,
另外一句话就是说,
If someone were teaching this class 2,000 years from now,
如果再过2000年有人来讲这一课,
and they were to use 2020 as an example,
他们用2020年来做例子,
and us as Christians as an example,
用我们这些基督徒来做例子,
what are four things that they would look at and put on this list?
他们会看四样的,就是文化价值观,我们现今的文化价值观。And
then say,
然后他们会说,
But because of the gospel,
他们会说因为福音,
Christians,
基督徒,
had different values.
他们却有不同的价值观。Let
me give you one example.
我再给大家一个例子。I
grew up in an American home.
我是在美国家庭里长大的。
I grew up hearing about the American dream.
我在这里听到的是关于美国梦。A
car.
有一个车。
A house.
有一个房子。
A comfortable retirement.
然后一个很好的退休计划。
This was the American dream.
这就是美国梦。
That would have been on this list of cultural values.
所以那个车子、房子和这个退休应该是在这个文化价值观的这个列表上。
But when I read through the Gospels,
但是当我通读这个福音书的时候，
when I read through Paul's writings,
当我去读保罗书信的时候，
my American dream does not fit what Paul describes.
我的这个美国梦跟保罗所描写的是不相合的。
The Gospel has different values.
福音有不同的这个价值观。
And the problem is this.
问题在于
when we live in a society,
当我们活在一个社会之中的时候，
we accept it completely.
我们就完全的接纳这个社会上的价值观。
You see, you could never ask a fish, what is water?
你从来不能去问一条鱼说水是什么呢？
A fish doesn't know what water is.
那个水，鱼是不知道水是什么的。
It just lives there.
因为他又住在水中。
We come to accept the ideas around us as just this is real.
然后我们就是接受说，我们所生活的这个四周的价值观，说就是这样的。
The real world is what everyone around us thinks.
然后这个真实的世界就是周围的人是怎么想的，都是怎么想的。
And the Bible,
但是圣经呢
works only on Sunday mornings from 10 o'clock to 11:30.
但是圣经呢，这个价值观，这讲的一切呢，只有说星期天的早晨10点到11点半是行之有效的。
Sunday school,
还有主日学。
And then we go back to the real world.
然后我们回到这个真实的世界。
And what I want you to see as we begin looking at Paul's Acts and then Paul's letters.
然后当我们来看使徒行传跟保罗书信的时候，
Paul says,
保罗说，
The real world,
这个真实的世界，
is the kingdom of God.
是神的国。
That's where we are citizens.
那个才是我们所在的国家的国，我们才是那个国家的国民。
If that is true,
如果那个是真实的，
Sunday morning from 10 o'clock to 11:30,
所以星期天早晨从十点到十一点半
Sunday school
然后主日学的时间
will just be the time that reminds us how all the rest of our life is supposed to work.
然后只是一个提醒告诉我们，我们所有别的时间，我们所有别的生命应该是怎么样来生活的。
And our values and our way of life will be entirely different.
我们的价值观跟我们的生活方式会完全的不同。
Now, some of you are probably thinking,
你们中间有些人可能会想，
Well, that won't work.
那个可是行不通的。
He must just be a pastor.
那要想那个行得通，你必须得是牧师。
Because it won't work in a business.
因为在这个做生意中，这个行之无效的。
It won't work in daily life.
在每天的生活中，这是行不通的。
You're right.
你没错。
They killed the early Christians.
他们把早期教会的这基督徒都杀了。
It didn't work back then either.
在那个时代也是行不通的。
But,
但是
because the Christians lived that way,
但是因为基督徒是那样子来生活，
they changed their world.
他们就改变了他们当时的世界。
Until eventually,
直到最后，
They had built schools and hospitals. They had cared for the poor.
他们就教会就建造了医院跟那个学校，然后也关心这个穷人。
They had changed their society.
他们改变了他们的社会。
Until the day comes when even the emperor of Rome says, "I am a Christian."
然后直到有一天，这个罗马的皇帝也说我是基督徒。
They did that not by fighting the way their world fought.
他们不是用当时他们世界所采取的这种方式去争斗。
But by living out the gospel.
而是把福音给活出来。
And that's what we are called to do.
那也是我们被呼召要去做的。
We will pick up the book of Acts next class period.
所以下个星期一我们就来讲使徒行传。
Let's end with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us to live the way you call us to live.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们能够活出来你呼召我们所要活的方式。
Don't let us be satisfied to fit into our world.
让我们不要满足于就是融合于适应于我们的世界。
But help us to live as you call us to live.
帮助我们能够让活出来你呼召我们所活的方式。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.